This is 89.9 FM, WCBU and WCBU.org. Good morning. There are a lot of youthful faces behind Peoria's recent peaceful protests. WCBU's Dana Vollmer talked with some of the organizers about what drove them to action and what they want to see from the Peoria community.
Young Revolution is a newly formed group of about 20 organizers. Some just graduated high school. Others are in the midst of their college careers.
We were just a group of friends originally. We just got together for this idea, and then we did this amazing march, and then we were like, okay, now we can't stop. We have to keep fighting. And then we organized a government. We're just like, we'll call ourselves Young Revolution, and here we are.
That's Sincere Williams, co-vice president of Young Revolution. He says the We Matter March was the product of a group chat. For many of them, it was the first protest they'd ever organized, and it ended up being a huge success, drawing nearly 1,000 people to Peoria's downtown to protest police brutality. Erin Reed manages social media for the group. She says the initial result is largely thanks to a Facebook campaign. She also says demonstrations surrounding Floyd's death feel different than previous uprisings.
People are finally starting to realize that this is actually a problem. They hear us say it, but some people don't actually have to deal with it in their lives, so they don't understand how big of a problem it really is.
Racism is something most of Young Revolution's members say they experience firsthand, and they say cases where police kill black people only enforce what they already know. Reed says growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood, she was one of only 5 black people in her class.
You see not how we get treated, but you see how different people's lives are, and then you just kind of sit there and think about it, and you think it's not right, and then you want to change it.
Jordan Butler, chief of staff for Young Revolution, says he faced police injustice firsthand. When Butler was a sophomore in high school, living in Phoenix, Arizona, he says he walked to McDonald's with friends after basketball practice. There were already squad cars when they arrived.
I guess 10 minutes prior of us coming over the wall, a lady had got robbed by another black man, and the police were on the scene. And as soon as I came over, me being the only black one in my group, I was instantly detained. I had to spend the night in Juby that night, and I ended up getting out that morning.
Butler says he was released after community members told police it wasn't him. The actual suspect was a grown man. Butler says he was just a kid.
I basically just took a little bit of the fall for him, and I had nothing to do with it. And as you can imagine, being that young and being put in that situation, I thought my life was over at the time, because that's a serious thing.
Butler says that's when he realized that could happen to any black person at any time without reason. Young Revolution's members say they are angry, and rightfully so, over the murders committed by police around the country and in Peoria. They choose to keep their activism nonviolent. But Williams says they don't think others have an obligation to do the same.
Although rioting, a lot of us don't agree with it, and we'd rather take the peaceful route. You know, it's not our position to tell people that they shouldn't riot or they can't riot because they're rioting because they're mad, you know, like they're tired of racial, not all of them, but a lot of them are rioting because they're tired of racial injustice.
Reed says even taking the peaceful route, the response has been mixed. And because the group is social media focused, members are easily accessible for messages of support and condemnation.
I feel like when we get the negative messages, that's a positive thing in a sense. We're reaching the people who need to be changed. They see us.
And she says parents and older mentors have been cautiously encouraging of their efforts.
I think that they have been through things and they have seen things, and they don't want us to go through it, but they still get where we're coming from. They want to help us, but they don't necessarily know how, kind of, sometimes in this world.
Young Revolution says they will continue holding events drawing attention to injustice and racism, but they're also pushing for policy change and a more cooperative community in Peoria. William says he'd like to see more collaboration between the city council, the local NAACP chapter, and the police department.
I think all three of them working together and then communicating with the city would be so effective, but I don't know. It just seems like there are all kind of 3 separate groups right now, and then they come together in times like these. We need you guys to be working together 24/7 so we can prevent things like these, you know, especially in our own city.
Meanwhile, Butler is calling for people to take responsibility for their own actions and help others in their lives do the same.
We just need unity and accountability. It's no longer acceptable to just be not racist like you claim, but not with the movement at all. I feel you should hold your peers, rather parents, family, whoever, accountable. If you see it, get on it, let them know, hey, that's not acceptable.
It's a war they say they plan to wage as long as the status quo persists. I'm Dana Vollmer.